And so the school then is long and progressive. And some people have spent many, many years here. And why did they do that? Because it's taken that law to get their attention in bits and pieces, to get them, urge them to apply what they've learned so that the heat will come. And that the mind will come. And that transformation has permanency rather than transitory. And so my students are transitory by and large. Because they are and have chosen not to be intentionally conscious every day. To be reminded that what they think matters. And that's why this happened, and that happened, and this happened. And they are peculiar caterpillars. They're not all green. Part of their body is green, and then you will have this dash of ultraviolet blue. We don't know where it came from. And you see in some places it's missing legs. And a few of them jump from trees. They jump from trees. You know what the result of that would be. Yeah. They fall on their backsides and face sides and belly sides. And they get crippled and they get sick and they get injured. And they said, I thought I could do that. Oh, no. You still have segments. Yeah. How many of you understand? Taken a long time. The school, and indeed my teaching, is to work with those bands I see out here and who you are at every event. To work with that was still back here 18 years ago. We're still back here and just taking notes and philosophically espousing them and not really doing. We're still back here. And yet the future, 18 years ago to today, could have been a completely different picture. The transformation could have come. The fire could have come. And in those years of 18 or 20 years, 10 years in your time, or four, whatever you think is a long time, think. 18 years, true transformation. How much confidence, how much radiance, how much will, and how much of the future would you already be living in? How much blue sky and gentle wind and beautiful gardens would you have already traversed, rather than still dealing with the old argument that, well, I am who I am. But that is a statement. That is a statement of such limitation, because it undermines the qualities of greatness in you. Now, if you are who you are, then you have never become the best of who you are. And indeed, you have never flown, because you certainly have the capacity to do so. So the school has a large populace that's just growing old and not really on fire. Their light isn't very large. They're still addicted to the things they're addicted to. Having a good time is more important than a dream of responsibility. Addicted to food, to alcohol, to pills. to lack, to self-hatred, to judgment, to a disposition that cannot even begin to love. Well, you can't love when it is not you who is loving. You cannot give love to another person if love is not who you are. One has to love themselves before life can be loved into life. Before one can love another person, one has to be loved himself. Because only then do we find the grace of deep and abiding love that is not transitory. We still have, and imagine all that you have learned these days, how simple. It's one pyramid. The top was this day for everyone to have learned. Yes, it was hard. This is not anything as hard as going to the rest of your life being crippled by your own alter ego and arrogance and empty of the possibilities that allow you to truly demonstrate a reality out of your mind. That's hard. It's hard when you have allowed others to determine your future for you, because that's the way you think. It's even more arduous if you are a victim, if you are always whining about the caterpillar days. What else do you expect to get as the future unfolds every day? That's hard. This was simple. This was simple. These days were to empower you and to give you knowledge that look on the wall. There's the proof. Look on your breastplate. There is the proof you create reality. And look at its application all the way to racing steeds and beyond. The neighborhood. An opportunity to be a new, bright, and shiny being, likened to the caterpillar, of course. But one of your own dream. There's no one said you have to think this way and this way only. But beckon you to open up, to dream yourself beautiful and large. Look how simple glitter came. And yet, as beautiful as this weekend, as beautiful as this time together was, it can't be sustained because the will in the student has not been identified. The love of the teacher, the splendid love of the teachings and its philosophy, and its greatness that abides in everyone, is not sustainable. That lingers, but true alchemy has not taken hold. The fire has not come. The metal is not in the crucible. The caterpillar has yet to make its bed. And in that term, we call change.